Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ask not.
The Beatles.
Those are circuses on the air.
When the president does it,
sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Dave, and for Steve, a little segment we do on my weekend show is This is History with Dave Schwann. Dave, you covered the first Thanksgiving. Where was it?
I was just a Cub reporter.
Right. Yep.
Massachusetts, I believe.
Yeah, it was in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Plymouth, Massachusetts.
One of the first celebrations. What do they eat? Because, you know, we think about turkey. We think about pies, mashed potatoes. They certainly didn't have that on
they
the first Thanksgiving.
They didn't have all of that. No, that just evolved into what we have as a Thanksgiving tradition.
They had deer. Mussels, lobsters, bass, probably some of the local seafood of the time, you know, especially since it was in Massachusetts.
Sounds good to me.
But no mashed potatoes because potatoes had only been recently shipped back to Europe from South America at the time. And so there really were...
Potatoes were a rarity if...
You couldn't get those.
Yeah, they didn't exist. They came from Peru, by the way.
Is that right? Okay.
Potatoes, yeah.
There you go. When did America first call for a national Thanksgiving? It was during George Washington, his days?
Well, it was finalized by Abraham Lincoln as the official national holiday, but it probably was some time before that where, you know, there was a, like Memorial Day evolved.
Exactly.
You
know, America first called.
There were decoration days and Thanksgiving was.
It was a celebration victory over the British. So it's exactly when that was for, in the Battle of Saratoga. In 1789, George Washington again called for a National Day of Thanks on the last Thursday of November 1977 to commemorate the end of the Revolutionary War and the ratification of the Constitution.
Okay.
So there you have it. Look, I taught you something today.
We learn.
Yes.
That's why we do this.
Which president refused to recognize Thanksgiving?
That I don't know.
Thomas Jefferson was famously the only founding father and early president who refused to declare days of Thanksgiving and fasting. Unlike his political rivals, Jefferson believed in a wall of separation between church and state.
I was going to say, that's probably his reasoning, is that, that there would be some sort of religious connotation there, and having just passed a constitution and the Bill of Rights that Congress shall make no law establishing any set religion, he wanted to stay away from it.
That's right. How long has pumpkin pie been a traditional part of Thanksgiving?
Boy, I don't know that either.
Pumpkin pie was a staple.
I'm not batting too well here.
They think the turn of the 18th century. Legend has it that the Connecticut town of Colchester postponed its Thanksgiving feast for a week in 1705 due to a molasses shortage. And so, you know, obviously we can't have Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie.
No.
Cranberries were eaten by Native Americans and used almost as a potent red dye, but sweetened cranberry relish was almost certainly not on the first Thanksgiving table as well. The Pilgrims had long exhausted their sugar supply by November of 1621. The first canned jellied cranberry sauce, which, you know, even when you, if you're going to buy it that way, which is good, which is fine, the ocean spray or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of chop it up and, you know, a little bit. Yeah. I don't want to see the rings.
The rings from the can.
It's sitting on a plate. It's not, that doesn't seem appetizing to me
by
any means. How did a botched Thanksgiving order lead to the TV trade dinner? Okay, in 1953, an employee at Swanson & Sons overestimated demand for Thanksgiving turkey, and the company was left with some 260 tons of extra frozen birds. So as a solution, this is from the Smithsonian, a Swanson salesman ordered 5,000 aluminum trays, devised a turkey meal, and recruited an assembly line of workers to compile what would be the first TV dinner trays. A culinary hit was born in the first full year of production. In 1954, the company sold 10 million turkey TV dinner trays. That's awesome. Came out of Thanksgiving.
Yep. And a good way to get rid of 200 and plus tons of meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of turkey.
Who was the first president to pardon a turkey?
Hmm.
So that was John F. Kennedy.
It was Kennedy?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe Harry Truman.
Yes. He quipped as he saw the turkey, well, let's just let this one grow. And the rest
and
was history.
Was, yeah.
The official
bread
tradition.
Bread and butter were pardoned.
Yes. Yes. That's right. Yes, I saw that. Yeah. The official pardoning, though, started with George H.W. Bush in 1989. Which president tried to move the date of Thanksgiving? It was FDR.
FDR? They did move it, and then they moved it back, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was only adopted in 23 of 48 states. Congress officially moved Thanksgiving back to the fourth Thursday of November in 1941, where it has remained ever since. Of course, we got a short-term time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year as well. Why is football a Thanksgiving tradition?
I'm being quizzed here today.
I am.
And you're throwing me curves here,
you know,
Dave.
Where were you in rehearsal on Wednesday, Dave?
I wasn't.
The first Thanksgiving,
I was buying my Thanksgiving turkey.
The first Thanksgiving football game was a college match between Yale and Princeton in 1876, only 13 years after Lincoln made Thanksgiving a national holiday. Soon after, Thanksgiving was picked for the date of the college football championships. By the 1890s, thousands of college and high school football rivalries were played on Thanksgiving Day. And there you have it.